Hey, Odies, welcome back, as always, to the CSUSB Advising Podcast. This is Matt Markin, an academic advisor here at CSUSB, and it's already time to start thinking about summer classes. So when do summer classes start? Why should you consider registering for summer? So here to talk about this and more is Senior Program Specialist from the College of Extended and Global Education, and also returning podcast guest, Veronica Martinelli. Veronica, welcome back to the podcast.
It's good to be back, and yes, can't believe summer's already here again.
So let's jump right in. When do summer classes start?
So summer session, there's three sessions, again, as normal. The first session is June 3rd through July 3rd. The full session is June 3rd through August 7th. And then the second session is July 9th through August 7th.
Plenty of opportunity for students, especially if they want to have a little bit of a summer break. They might be able to jump into one of those five-week sessions. Are summer classes the same amount of units as classes that students take in the fall and spring semesters?
Yes. So summer classes are no different than your fall and spring classes. It's just a shorter time period.
And how many units can a student take in the summer?
So a student can take 14 units, but they can't take more than 7 units per the five-week sessions. So if you take 3 in the, or 6 in the first 5 weeks and 3 in the second 5 weeks, you can only take 3 in the 10-week session. So I know that doesn't add up to 14, but you still, based on the way your units fall, you do, they are, I guess, prorated, if you want to call it.
Yeah. And I guess if anything, you know, 14 is a lot to take in summer. But if students really want to knock out some requirements, get ahead on graduation requirements, then summer is perfect to do that.
Well, there is, just talking about a lot of units, there is summer overload. So you can request through the registrar's office. I believe it's in your in the student center. The students can request a unit overload. And it's no different than the way they would request for fall and spring.
Right. And I guess a question we get a lot from students that might be interested in summer is the question of financial aid. So can you tell us if there's financial aid available to students and how students will know if they're eligible?
So for financial aid, there is financial aid available, but I do want to say, please reach out to the financial aid office because that's where we're going to send you. Because there's so many regulations that go along with financial aid that we won't give you that information because we don't want to give you misinformation. But we are having the graduation initiative grant this year, and it's for seniors who are graduating in summer. And I don't have a lot of details. It's supposed to be the same as last year, but I'm waiting from the university to have concrete ideas. But the way it was last year, it was 100%. Tuition only. It doesn't pay for your books. It doesn't pay for your mandatory fees, but it's 100% tuition only for seniors graduating in summer. And there is an application that they need to complete, and it is not up yet. It usually goes up the end of March because registration begins April 8th. So once I have that up, I will, again, I don't have all of the information. I haven't received it. And so once it's up, just keep checking the website. You'll see it on the financial aid page. The other financial aid that's available is your state university grant, and then the other financial aid that you normally have through fall and spring. And just to be clear, we do not have the summer assistance grant. We did not have it last year, and we won't have it this year. So that is not available. The only grant that is available that was similar to before is the graduation initiative grant.
Well, if anything, at least good news is there is financial aid that might be available for students. But yeah, just like you're saying, if a student is interested, then they can always reach out to the financial aid office and learn more about what they might be eligible for summer. And hopefully they get a lot of it covered. But yeah, I always think that summer is a great opportunity for students to knock out some of those classes or, you know, get caught up as well if they miss out on some during the regular semesters.
Right.
And I guess leading into that, we talked a little about financial aid. How about costs, though? What is the cost of classes for summer?
So the cost of classes are, it's going to be the same as last year. So 0 to 6 units. And this is for undergrad. So Zero to six units is going to be $1,665. 6.1 and above, I have to look, sorry, $2,871. And then credential is $1,932 for six or zero to six. Graduate is $2,082 for zero to six. And then credential is $3,330 for 6.1 plus. And graduate is $3,588 for 6.1 and above. There are mandatory campus fees for all three of those levels, and they're $276.42. Also, there are non-resident fees. So it's for a full unit, it's $396. So if you are a non-resident, you will have to pay that per unit on top of the tuition of $1,665 or whichever one you're using.
Yeah. And I think that's good for students to know as well, especially if, you know, if there's the price difference between zero and six and then over that. So if you're in six units already and then you add a one unit lab, that does take you to the next price bracket.
Yes. So even if you're taking three units, you still will have to pay the $1,665, whatever it is. So
family, maybe get more bang for your buck and take the up to the six units, maybe get two classes out of that and then pay the same amount.
Yep.
And so we've talked about when classes start, but I guess when can students start to register for classes for summer?
So students can start registering. Your enrollment appointments will begin April 8th. And so make sure that you check your enrollment appointment. It's in your student center. It should have the day and time that you're able to register. And the sooner you register, the better, because you may run out of classes do fill quickly, but you also want to be packaged as soon as possible if you're counting on financial aid to assist in paying the summer. If you wait too long, then you won't get packaged and you won't know what you have available. You won't know if you'll be, you know, you may not be able to pay that much, or you're counting on a certain amount of financial aid or something. And if you don't register early enough, you won't have that information for yourself. Also, the class schedule has been available since, I believe, February 23rd. So look at it. I think, Matt, if I'm not wrong, they can put these in their cart, right?
They
now
can.
That the schedule is open, they can put classes in their cart and just go hit enroll, right?
So they can already get ahead and put those classes in their shopping cart. So hopefully they set their alarm and then on their registration day and time, just go back in and then click the finish enrolling button. And then hopefully that saves a little bit of time to where the classes don't fill up, and then they can get the classes that they need. And a little plug for our office too, because you were mentioning the student center and where it has their enrollment date already for summer. Underneath that box is the advisor box. So if you have questions of should I do summer, what classes should I take, can I get a plan together, you can reach out to your assigned academic advisor, or it'll list the advising office to go to for that extra bit of help. And I guess, Veronica, if I'm a new student coming in for the fall 2024 semester, am I able to take summer classes, or is there a department I can contact for more information?
You will need to go through the admissions office, and they have what's called a early summer starter. There's another program that is similar to it, and I don't want to confuse them, but it's early summer starter. It's a form on the admissions website. I believe that we have it on there under registration. Yes. So if you go onto our website, the summer website, you will find a button under the registration tab. And it has the early summer starter information. It takes you right to the admissions website, and you fill out that form, and admissions will work with you after that.
Right. Sounds good. And last question is, if students have any further questions about summer, how can they reach out? Any contact information you want to provide?
So there is a lot of information on the website, which is csusb.edu/summer. You can contact us at 909-537-3978 or reach us through email at summer@csusb.edu. And just so the students know, we do answer the phone. We do respond to email. The goal is to have an empty inbox before we leave for the day. And if you do call and you don't leave a message, which is best that you do, but if you don't, we do look at the caller ID and we actually call you back. So we understand that you have a lot of questions and we want to make sure that we give you the proper, you know, customer service.
Right. Awesome. Well, a lot of great information as always about summer. Yodis, I hope you definitely take advantage and take some summer classes. If you have any questions, definitely look at the summer website or reach out to Veronica's office and also meet with us in advising as well to meet with your academic advisor. Veronica, thank you so much for being on the podcast again.
Thank you very much.